Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, like other governors, is urging the public to stay home as much as possible to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. But Massachusetts is also keeping open state trails, beaches, and forests to give people places to hike, walk, or exercise. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, among the caveats to playing outside, just like at grocery stores, social distancing is a must, and that's not always happening.
Whether it's a gorgeous March day or even a rainy one, people are outside.
New standards for new times.
Jan Hackman is on a bike path where it straddles the Connecticut River between Hadley and Northampton.
I've been like walking every day way more than usual just because it's the only thing that gets you out of the house.
Hackman is an anesthesiologist in elective surgeries at Hartford Hospital. Since beginning what she calls her COVID sabbatical, she walks about 4 or 5 miles a day. As for social distancing?
I move out of the way. I see clumps of people together, and I just always assume, oh, they're a household. So if you're a household, I don't think you need to be social distancing.
And when walking with friends?
It depends on where you're walking. Like if it's someplace where you can be 6 feet apart abreast, I think that's the easiest conversationally, but they're then you'll frequently like be passing other people, so you have to single file.
Hackman says she's never felt at risk, and she says people, strangers, are being much nicer than usual.
Everybody is saying hello to each other, and it's like there's a certain, you know, we're all in this together mentality.
That's not what it felt like a couple of Saturdays ago at Crane Beach on the North Shore of Boston. Barbara Erickson is president of the Trustees of Reservations, which owns much of the ocean property.
On a particular Saturday, we had 4,000 visitors in one day. And this was, you know, a cold March day. And so when you think about parking lot visitor facilities in terms of bathrooms, just people on the beach itself, it was impossible to keep 6 feet distance.
The trustees maintain 25,000 acres of public open land around the state. And in eastern Massachusetts, Erickson describes some of the crowds this month as crushing. Staff weren't safe, nor in a pandemic was the public.
We spend a lot of time consulting with our peers, specifically the National Park Service and some of the national trusts around the world. And as you obviously know, Europe being a few to several weeks ahead of us, was very helpful in understanding some of the issues they were having.
And when last week Governor Baker announced that only essential businesses would be allowed to stay open, Erickson says it made sense to close up their visitor centers and trails at its 118 sites, although not all are marked as closed. And Erickson says the trustees may decide to reopen some of their properties.
Since that order, I think there's perhaps a different viewpoint on how the governor and how the state think about the openness of recreational spaces for the health of our residents. Different definition than we had interpreted it to be on whether essential or non-essential.
Mass Audubon, which protects more than 38,000 acres in the state, also closed its properties. The organization's Jeff Collins says while they were thrilled to see how many people came out in early March, they grew increasingly concerned about whether visitors and staff were safe.
So reflecting on sort of 2 weekends of nice weather with a lot of people coming to several of our properties and the advisories that were coming out just a week ago, we thought that the best course of action at the time was to limit access to our properties.
And while the trustees of reservations have said people can walk on their trails near where they live, where it's not gated off, closed means closed with Mass Audubon's property for now. In western Massachusetts, at least, there is plenty of open space to be found. Kestrel Land Trust is taking a completely different tack and keeping all its properties in Hampshire, Hamden, and Franklin counties open, says Director Kristen DeBoer.
I think the valley is fortunate because we have the river running through the heart of the valley, and that provides a sense of open space. The river and the Mount Holyoke Range and the Mount Tom Range, I think, are the sort of natural connectors.
And as far as our behavior outside, DeBoer says we do need to change.
And yet, I actually think, you know, being out on the trail is a way to build community while keeping socially distant. So, you know, we're all realizing that, you know, being with friends and family is vital to our lives, too, in this time when we have to be alone.
Just waving to a neighbor or making a new friend across the trail, someone you've never seen before but who shares a love of that space, DeBoer says that's a really inspiring thing right now. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.